Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. The subject is the mind of Christ.
The
Bible says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In the Old Testament, we see more of God in action. And there is little said about his mind, his mind behind his actions. So right from Genesis, we see God acting. And it is because the relationship he had with mankind was that of a servant and was that of a master and a servant. That is why he didn't speak much about his mind, because there is nobody who actually discusses things with his servant. Really, you just get your servant to work. You tell the person, do this, I'm going to do this, I did this and all that, without explaining to the person your mind. This was in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, we are privileged to have the mind of Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, things have changed. Things have changed from religion to the kingdom. So the Bible really is comparing two periods. The times that we did not know the mind of the Lord, that is of God the Father. And our time in the New Testament, where we are privileged to have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The reason is simple. It is because in the New Testament, Jesus calls us his friends, not servants. In John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus said that no longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my father. Everything that I heard from my father, I have made known to you. So the Bible clearly teaches that in the New Testament, we have the mind of
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the relationship God has with Christ, with his people now. But I want us to move on to understand that in the kingdom system of Jesus, God gives us his mind before his actions. Before God provides for us. Before God moves, he gives his mind in the kingdom system. It is because if you do not know a person's mind, you would misunderstand his actions. So if you do not know the mind of God, or you do not have the mind of Christ, you are going to misread His actions. You are going to apply His provisions. And you are going to misunderstand His grace. So before the Holy Spirit was given in Acts of the Apostles to come on earth and do action, so we can record Acts of the Apostles. Our dearest Jesus used 40 days to give to His disciples and apostles His kingdom mindset. We find that in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 3. When Jesus rose from death, for 40 days, the Bible tells us, He gathered His people together, and He was teaching no other subject but things, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So He was giving them what? A kingdom mindset. He was giving them His mind. Why did they need a kingdom mindset? It is because they had a slave mentality. They had a slavish mind. Do you know how come they got that mind? Because the Romans were colonizing the Jewish nation. And they were oppressing the Jewish people. There were laws that favored Romans that did not favor the Jewish people, like apartheid. And they were imposing very huge high taxes on the Jewish people. So they had a slave mind. Because they were being colonized by the Romans. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus had to do something about their minds. He had to retune their mind. He had to prepare their minds before the Holy Ghost was given to come and do acts or works of the apostles. He had to give them the mind of a king.
Because,
ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit's power in a slave mentality is not good at all. So he could not release the power of the Holy Spirit upon their lives until he had given them a rulership mind. Otherwise, they were going to misuse the Holy Spirit. They were going to underuse the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus had to do something about their mind. I don't know about you, if you have been misunderstood before. Because it is a very painful thing for an action that you do to be misinterpreted, to be misapplied, and to be taken in a certain way. You do something and they look at your action, they use their limited experiences, their limited knowledge, their entrenched mindset, sometimes even their societal mindset, like the African mindset, to try and interpret your action.
Now, when we saw be wahwa, we yan adia, na we can sembia. Ni a won ni mono. A oni mkitwe bina no na de ba chira wadwe ase. Utra nya ye kura ba ka to say ye bi before de de ye ye ni. And we a limited mindset, African limited mindset. And ti adwina said ye ye tuntum bi anya anya ti wo ka sempa no. Adwin fi tuntum no na de ji.
So people can receive your action.
And it ni pa betumi age de awo ye no.
But they can waste it.
And so betumi ase.
It is like receiving new wine in old wine bottles.
Et say when you eh in some wine papa now dey akwototo a ewo mu eto abasabasabasam.
The old wine skin can receive the new wine.
Na wine that dano e betumi age wine foforo ne de.
But it will be abused, it will be spilled.
Now one a good to a nadu kogu a rubber bottle mwa. Can a basabia or can malt any rubber malt, which is which?
So they can receive it. The old wine, the old mindset can receive the new thing.
Now agenda danu bet to me a ji a jufro at the
foot. It can receive the new provision. But because the mind is old. Because the mind is slavish. It is going to waste it. And sometimes when you see that you do not feel encouraged to give more.
Yeah. Who said a jenny nya a bad jas and pana wode bana? Bos enough a wound to me can be ponka.
You feel like rationing your action.
A do baby at the away and I was so swan sawaye.
Sometimes you feel like stopping what you are doing because the people are misunderstanding you.
A do baby, I hope so would jai cress and say the pantuasi.
I dare say, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we do not receive the hand of God. We do not receive the provisions of God, the way we must receive, because of the kind of mind that we have. So we look at what God is doing. And what we do is we misjudge it. I remember there was a situation with before he left the palace of Egypt to go into his exile. You know what? It came into his heart that he should visit his brethren, the Jewish people. They saw that two people were fighting. It was an Egyptian and one of his brothers, a
Jew.
So he took the Egyptian, killed him, and hid the sons of Egypt. The Bible says that he died for a reason. For scripture says that he thought his brethren, the Jewish people, would have understood because of what God has sent to be their deliverer. That is why he killed the Egyptian. He thought that action stood in the light of a certain mentality that he was a deliverer for the Jewish people. So the next day he went back to go and visit his brethren. This time it was two Jewish people fighting. So he told them, "You are brothers. Why are you fighting?" And one of them said, "You think we do not know you? Yesterday when you came and you killed the Egyptian, you think we did not know?" Bible says that Moses got to know that he thought he had done his secret, because the Bible says he looked to the left and to right. When he didn't see anybody, he killed the Egyptian. Now, not knowing, his action was known. Because of that, he left the palace. He never returned to the palace. He went into exile.
Can you
imagine that the move of God was spilled during that time? Because they didn't have the mind behind the action. It was same with Jesus. He went to his own hometown. The Bible says that he could not do any great work over there. He felt like running God's power. Actually, he wanted to pour out his hometown. But the people had the same mind. Because of that, he couldn't do anything much as he wanted to. The flow was not there. Provision of God was not coming to the people because of a certain mind that they had, that who is this man? Why is he not the carpenter? I mean, what kind of thing does he want to do among us?
Now, one more share yes, he was saying, yes, you know, when he was one of us.
So sometimes we can lose the provision of God.
We
can let God do very little in our lives.
We
can see little action in our society. Because the mind is not correct. We have to have the mind of Christ so that he can do the things he wants to do. And he can do more of the things in your life. He can move in our society. He can move in your ministry. He can move in your house. Because you have the mind of Christ. I want us to understand at this point that it is possible for you to sincerely misunderstand why God is with you. You can so misunderstand it that God being with you become something that is limited or even rationed. You can sincerely misunderstand why God
loves
you. Why God heals you. Why God provides for you. Why God preserves your life every day. You can misunderstand it and misuse your life. Although it was God who preserved you with a certain mind. But you can be so sincere in your misunderstanding of why God does some action in your life. You can misunderstand why God anoints you. You can misunderstand why God provides and gives you money. You can even misunderstand why God calls you into the ministry. That is why you need the mind of Christ. Because he is your friend now. And he doesn't want to come and just act and move and do things in our lives and in our churches just like that. Before he releases his Holy Ghost into action in your life, he wants you to have a kingdom mindset. He wants you to have the mind of Christ. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we get to know the mind of God through our dearest Jesus. Because he came to reveal the mind of Christ. Or he came to reveal the mind of God.
We'll be back briefly to continue the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life by hiding the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So Jesus' mind is God's mind. And it's a king. The mind of Jesus is a king one. Physically, when he was around, he was always talking about. You understand that Jesus did not really teach on healing. He taught deliverance. What you can say he really talked about was the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean you cannot teach about deliverance. But I'm talking about Jesus only taught. In the main, he taught about the kingdom of God. Do you know why? Because his mind was full of it. His mind was a kingdom mind. What he knew was the kingdom of God from Abraham. So he was always talking of kingdom. Even when he resurrected for 4 days, he was teaching no other subject to the apostles and the kingdom of God. The mind of Christ is kingdom mindset. He had the kingdom of God coming on his mind. In all that he did, the mind behind it was the kingdom of God coming on earth. It included his death on the cross. He had the kingdom in mind. When he was alive, in the book of John chapter 18, the Bible says that the God asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus says that you have said it. It's like he's saying that you have hit the nail on the head. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Jesus went on to say, for this purpose is born.
Okay.
And for this cause came I into the world to bear witness to the truth. This was just when he was being tried, about to go to the cross. Should he misunderstand the cross? Pilate. And from Pilate's place, he was just going to Golgotha today. He couldn't have misunderstood why he was going to the cross. But our dearest Jesus said, you say that I'm a king. Hit something on the head. That is why I was born in the first place. Because of this cause that I have come to, oh hallelujah,
amen,
to bear witness to a certain truth, a certain mindset. And he says that those who are of that truth or of that revelation of that mind can listen to me.
Was he went in and me ba sa wi asimo se me ba be di sanukre hu adanse na o ma o mu wa ma And
Pilate said, what is truth? Or what is the
revelation?
You said you came to bear for this cause of a king. You came to bear witness. Oh, hallelujah. What kind of truth is he talking about? What kind of mindset is he talking about? What kind of mentality is he talking about? Pilate asked him, what is truth? Jesus didn't answer him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he had already said it. Jesus' mind, oh hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a kingdom mind.
Yes,
he knew fully that what he came on earth to seek and to save was heaven on earth. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10, he says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. What was lost? It's a kingdom mind that was lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, what was lost, not heaven. I will say it again. What was lost is not heaven. Because we didn't have heaven in the first place. Listen carefully to me now. Before I am misunderstood. God said when he created human beings, that let them have dominion on earth. And they sinned. They lost the rule God gave them. Ladies and gentlemen, what was lost was not heaven. Because in the Bible, God didn't give our first parents, human beings, heaven in the first place for heaven to be lost, for Jesus Christ to come and seek heaven. You understand that?
Yes. When you born Adam ni Eve ni trip on the set. Omubenya to me was su et asasi et. One castle omubenya to me was through. Ama nipa ashri to me a was resam boniti. Nipa shri to me was su asasi esam boniti inti et.
So what Jesus Christ came to seek was not heaven. He came to seek heaven on earth.
Because
what Adam and Eve lost was heaven.
Adam and Eve actually,
Pastor, are you trying to say heaven is not important? I am not saying that at all. You know, because before you can get heaven on earth, you must have heaven. So that you can bring it on earth. But the ultimate is not heaven. The ultimate is heaven on earth. Let me put it this way. The reason for heaven to us is that we will bring it on earth. That we will experience heaven on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of John, chapter 3, verse 13. The Bible tells us, in the context of John 3:16, you see, we have to understand Bible in context. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 13, of course, he had begun the chapter with the fact with Nicodemus that if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He said that without getting born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Now he comes to verse 13.
And
Jesus says, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Please underline who is in heaven. This is Jesus talking. He says that nobody has gone to heaven except the person who came down from heaven, referring to himself as the Son of Man. He didn't call himself the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man. And look at the way he ended it. He said that the Son of Man, is his present tense rendition.
Yes, you see, awesome.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.